is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of September, 2010. It was 2 years ago today, 2008, Lehman Brothers filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with about $369 billion in assets, by far the largest bankruptcy in history. It's the birthday of Robert Benchley, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1889. He claimed to be very lazy, but in his 17 years in Hollywood, he acted in 38 feature films, 48 short films, wrote or co-wrote many of them, hosted a radio show, wrote his syndicated columns, published 12 books of short stories, and he was a regular contributor to Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, and Life magazine. Robert Benchley, who said, "In America, there are two classes of travel, first class and with children." And it was on this day, 1835, the passengers and crew of the HMS Beagle, including 26-year-old Charles Darwin, reached the Galapagos Islands. They'd been gone for several years, left England in December 1831. Darwin had been about to graduate from Cambridge as a divinity student, having already failed medical school, and he was taken on the voyage of the Beagle because the commander, Robert Fitzroy, was concerned that there was a depressive or suicidal trait in his, Fitzroy's, family. And the first captain of the Beagle, a few years before, had become depressed and shot himself off the coast of South America. So Commander Fitzroy decided he needed a companion to keep him sane, and that was young Charles Darwin, whose family wanted him to go into the clergy. But instead he went off on the HMS Beagle. He lived in the chart room in the stern of the ship, a room that was 9 by 11, 5-foot ceiling, had a huge chart table in the middle of it, so Darwin lived in just a few square feet. He was horribly seasick all the way over, so he was mighty happy on this day in 1835 when they reached the Galapagos Islands, where he studied tortoises, lizards, turtles, snakes, owls, mockingbirds, and the finches, which he noted had slightly different beaks, which had adapted for different uses. And out of this, he conceived his theory of natural selection, and some years later published On the Origin of Species, and the adaptive traits of the finches became one of the arguments for his theory of evolution and natural selection. Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, Shooting the Horse. I unlatch the stall door, step inside, and stroke the silky neck of the old mare like a lover about to leave. I take an ear in hand, fold it over, and run my fingers across her muzzle. I coax her head up so I can blow into those nostrils, all part of the routine we taught each other long ago. I turn a half turn, pull a pistol from my coat, raise it to that long brow with the white blaze, and place it between her sleepy eyes. I clear my throat, a sound much louder than it should be. I squeeze the trigger, and the horse's feet fly out from under her as gravity gives way to a force even more austere, which we have named mercy. A poem by David Shoemate, Shooting the Horse, from his collection High Watermark, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.